This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Kyle Tucker to the Dodgers? What are we looking at, a three-peat now?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
MLB, do something. Enough is enough.
Just like that. Tucker's second home run of the ball game.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Texans wide receiver Christian Kirk. Rams running back Blake Corum. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Chat with Tom Pelissero about the latest on the coaching carousel and the injury front and the divisional playoff weekend. We also just chopped it up about the Dodgers signing Kyle Tucker and then the Mets responding by signing Bo Bichette. That leaves Cody Bellinger out there still, and the Yankees and Cody apparently circling around each other. If not, maybe the Cubs interested if getting him back there because Kyle Tucker just left. I'll tell you this, TJ. Bob Nightingale of USA Today reporting that the pivot from losing out on Tucker to signing Bo Bichette, do you know who that left at the altar? Somebody who had already agreed to a massive $200 million deal for 7 years. This adds a little bit of extra happiness for you as a Met fan. Apparently, he left the Phillies at the altar.
Oh, okay.
Does that make you smile a little bit more right there? Yep.
Just a little.
That's right.
Sorry, Jake.
So, yeah. Well, it's Chinatown, as they would say to Jake. But if you're referring to the Jake who puts Jake together our reels and
our Jake.
He hasn't seen Chinatown.
Definitely not. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take your phone calls. It's a What's More Likely Friday. We'll get to that in a second. We'll talk about the Eagles in hour three, speaking of Philly. We'll do that later on in the program. Christian Kirk's going to join us. Tom Pelissero saying moments ago he does not think Nico Collins is going to be able to play on Sunday. So that is a blow to a Texans offense that will no doubt have to rely a little bit more on Christian Kirk. 8 catches, 144 yards, and that win over the Steelers. He's going to join us shortly. Let's go to the phone lines. Jeff in Texas is here on the program. What's up, Jeff? What's going on?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
thank you, sir.
I'm so glad you're going to have Kirk on the call. You know, go Texans. But hey, I wanted to ask you, are you in regards to the national championship game on Monday?
Yes, sir.
Is anybody talking about the age differential between the two rosters?
Yeah, we were talking the other day about how Indiana's roster age would be on the low end in terms of the youngest roster age for a National Football League team.
The information that I read, they average around 23 and a half years, which is like 3.5 years older than the average roster at Miami.
Right. I know. And that's what makes it so interesting is in terms of so many different ways to preview this matchup. Again, Malachi Toney he's not even 18, right? Correct?
Right. I mean, and it's almost like this perfect storm. I mean, he brings Cignetti, obviously, is a great coach. But the timing of bringing originally 13 players from JMU, he's still got 6 or 7 of them left. It's like almost been a developmental squad, and so it's almost like, is this age versus talent? You know, not that Indiana doesn't have talent, but it's older.
And that may be a difference maker, or at the end of the day, listen, whoever wins, we're going to say they did it the right way. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way we react in media. And we'll see, you know, Cignetti doing what he's done in just 3 years coming to Indiana, and then obviously Miami doing what it has been doing all year, which is surprise people, whether it was being surprised that they made the playoffs or surprised with what they've done with their opportunity to make the playoffs. That's what's going to be discussed on Monday night. Well, yeah, Indiana did it the way of trying to go through the portal and trying to get a bunch of older players and then get together and try and beat up on the younger team, and it didn't work because youth and the talent of Miami and their grit and determination and their home field advantage ruled the day. Even though their youth is also led by a quarterback in Carson Beck, who is in the same draft class as two guys starting playoff games last weekend in the wild card weekend, in C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. I mean, it's not like Carson Beck is some youngin. He's damn near like the Brandon Whedon of the University of Miami. You know what I mean? So, or yeah, it'll be like, hey, all you got to do is go in the portal and be smart and get a bunch of older players who are still terrific at what they do for their age, and they're a better coached opportunity because they're more mature. That's going to be the narrative Tuesday morning next week, Jeff. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Hey, well, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy.
Love your show.
Thank you so much. That's Jeff in Texas.
All right, go Jeff.
On, Jeff. You know, that's going to be it. Chris Fowler's going to be on the program on Tuesday to talk about it. He's calling the game. So that'll be it. Did I miss anything? That's well, it's front loading a narrative by about 90 hours.
Yeah.
And then we'll see Tuesday morning if Cignetti wins. Do you get a phone call from any of these NFL teams?
He's probably already gotten phone calls.
I imagine he did.
Yeah.
Hasn't been
his representative.
Well, Jeff Hafley is talking to the Steelers, or is the Steelers reached out to Jeff Hafley. You know how we know that?
How do you know that?
Because Tom Pelissero tweeted it during the segment with
while
him.
We were talking to
remember
him?
He was looking down? And I was busting his stones. I'm like, you know, hey, I'm used to talking to my kids that way. Hey, can eyes here. Get your face out of your phone.
Doing a spell check.
So he wasn't listening.
The timestamp of the tweet matched up with his appearance on the program. He was on between 9:20 and 9:42 a.m. Pacific time right here. And at 9:35 a.m., he tweeted out the Steelers will interview Packers DC Jeff Hafley on Saturday for their head coaching job, per source.
Oh, no misspellings or anything. Good job, Tom.
He also added the comma.
Yeah, well done.
Per source.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, that goes.
You know, per source is the, I believe, Swedish source.
Yes.
Per.
Yeah, of the source family.
Of course. Yeah.
Per source.
Per.
That's okay. He can tweet and report and talk at the same time.
He's versatile, man.
He is that.
Bet you didn't have pants on and wearing that suit.
That's what he said he wasn't. All right. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on a busy Friday. Christian Kirk of the Houston Texans lurks. But first up, it's an overreaction. Oh, pardon me. It's a What's More Likely Friday. What's More Likely presented by Pella Windows and Doors. Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Chris, you got the Pella helmet in front of you.
Love it.
You got the Pella
love it
markings on the screen. You got the What's More Likely presented by Pella Windows and Doors. Hit it.
Guys, we have four massive games. Happy Friday, everybody. Let's get right to it. Fourth quarter, more likely fourth quarter magician quarterback to combine for more touchdowns on Saturday. Josh Allen, Bo Nix.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with the Rams game.
I'm going in order.
I thought you were
going
to go with Stafford. Oh, I see. But I thought in terms of fourth quarter magician quarterback, there's two of them in the Chicago Bears.
It's two of them in this
hosting
game.
The Rams. Come on, man. I'm going to go with Josh Allen.
So you're picking the Bills.
You said fourth quarter magician quarterback to combine for more touchdowns. What does that mean, combine for more touchdowns?
Rushing and passing.
Okay. I'll go with the guy who is one of the greatest in the history of the game already, despite not even playing a full decade in the league, rather than somebody who's going at it for the second time in the playoffs.
So you're picking the Bills.
I'm picking Josh Allen in this scenario.
Interesting.
You have placed it in a box, or you've placed it on a topic bar.
What's in the box?
You don't like my answer? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not.
Okay, what else you got
over
there?
Seems disrespectful to both.
It's not at all. You've told me what's more likely.
Have you seen this picture going around of Haley Steinfeld from 2016 at a Broncos game?
Yes.
Why? Is she dressed in Broncos gear?
Oh, yeah, she's dabbing.
At the Super Bowl,
oh, great.
Full Broncoed up doing the dab. Obviously, I'm sticking it to Cam.
Well, as you know, that's the trend right now is to post pictures from 2016. I did it last night.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it.
Xander saw it, and he's like, whoa, Dad, you're actually following a trend. And I'm like, wait a minute. Was that you went higher register on?
How dare he? How dare he?
Who's more likely to reach the conference title games this weekend, guys? Both number one seeds, mm-hmm. both number two seeds, or none of each?
To reach conference title games, both one seeds, both two seeds, or none of each. Let's go with, I think it's more likely that both one seeds reach it. What do you mean none of each? That every road team wins this
weekend?
Yeah,
upsets. Chaos.
As you know, my higher register is that more road teams than win than not.
Aggregated.
I did it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you're hedging your bets.
Wow, really? People listen to what I'm saying and then repeat it?
Yeah, buddy.
Who aggregated it?
The people who employ us.
Oh, really?
You and TJ got aggregated.
Yeah, my first time, baby.
Are you upset about that?
Congrats.
No.
Mine always get aggregated out of context.
Yeah, so he kind of feels...
I'm kind of happy about it.
I thought that's what it means to be aggregated.
Yeah, but they don't put the context of what he's saying, so he gives like a...
Oh, yeah, your higher register guy.
Am I higher register guy? Yeah.
But without the context of that, it's a bit.
Right.
People act like, I think that no one from the Rams has ever been in the cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The first comment
we got
like,
Blake Corum coming on in hour three.
And then someone goes, you know they played the Eagles last year and it was cold. And I'm like, yeah, you know what happened that game too?
Well, I mean, Jalen Carter wasn't blocked. Otherwise, they would have won that game in the snow, pal.
Hey, if
all right, so what are we? Where are we again here? I'll go
both twos or none.
I will say it's not likely that all four road teams win. And I don't know if both two seeds are going to make it. So I'll go both one seeds is the most likely scenario.
Love it, Rich Eisen.
Chris, I love being
Chris Brockman
for the first time, by the way.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Aggregate me.
At Two Jiggy. Go follow him right now. You get aggregated and they throw your account out there for the first time and then all of a sudden Twitter goes down. That's weird.
And I get no followers from it.
That's weird.
More likely, offensive player of the year candidate.
Twitter's down and hateful people are like, how will I make sure people know about my hate?
That seems unnecessary to pile on like that.
What? On what? On hateful people on Twitter?
Trying to do the same.
Well, that's also, I think that's also redundant.
Yeah, understood. I still use Twitter actively. Yeah,
I got
Oh, really?
I have hate, but not that much.
Offensive player of the year candidate to go for more yards, Christian McCaffrey rushing and receiving, or JSN only receiving?
Oh, gosh.
That's easy.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you go with a guy? You're giving me option of two paths to a total as opposed to one path to a total.
I mean, what did he do a couple weeks ago?
See.
No, I hear you. No, he got smoked.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like McCaffrey's one of those dudes that's been stewing over not grabbing that pass. And the fact that they're sitting there in Seattle rather than at home will just remind him of that. And I think he's going to have a better day. Or a better night. I'll just go with a guy who's got two paths to the total rather than one.
Understood.
Certainly if Drew Locke might be throwing the ball.
I know.
I don't even want to put that in the ether.
Don't put that evil out there,
Ricky
Bobby.
Pray to the lords of the obliques.
More likely to be the bigger number. Bummer, no George Kittle, obviously, with the injury last week. Jake Tongas receptions or Seahawks sacks on Brock Purdy.
Oh, I'll go Seahawks sacks. I'll go Seahawks sacks.
I got the game-winning touchdown week one.
I'm very well aware of that. Yeah, man. This is Seahawks defense, dude. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Sacks on Purdy. Although this time around, Trent Williams will be suited.
True.
So.
Jake Tongas is going to hang this up on his locker.
Well, I mean, with all due respect, man. I mean, what are you saying? Like he's got five catches
Okay. Yeah, sure. Maybe they keep Purdy upright.
I hear you. Well, hey, listen, for Niners fans' sakes, I hope I'm right about the McCaffrey one and wrong about this one. And for Seahawks fans' sakes, I hope I'm wrong about the JSN one and right about this one. I'm just trying to split things up. It's called what's more likely, not like what is
going
consistent.
Going to happen.
Right, yeah.
All right, let's go to Sunday.
I'm placing markers.
Let's go to Sunday.
You know what I mean?
Foxborough first up. More likely, more... Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter have more sacks of Drake May, or the Patriots have more 20-plus yard plays? They're a big playoff.
What's the weather like? I'm serious. Give me the weather here.
It's kind of all over the place.
Is it going to snow? Is it going to snow and then all of a sudden Hunter and Anderson are sliding all over the place? They can't get traction? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, Sunday, let's see. Sunday at 3 Eastern is looking like...
What was it?
Well, I mean, I'm waiting for the weather to load up. I don't know. It's mid-30s, maybe yeah, some snow flurries.
Yeah.
I'll go Anderson, Hunter, Sacks. I'll go Anderson, Hunter, Sacks. And snacks. Well, I mean, they would have a snack of Drake May.
Don't get that big without snacking a little.
Drake May gets sacked a lot.
20-plus yards on this Texans defense is saying a lot. It just is.
Yeah, it's a big play offense.
I understand we'll it see. Is.
Guys, is there more likely to be more of combined? These two teams like to fumble, Rich Eisen. Combined Patriots-Texans turnovers or more combined touchdowns in the game?
Ooh. Oh. Oh. Screw it. I'll just go combined touchdowns to keep it combined turnovers to make it interesting. Combined turnover. I just had a turnover in giving you my answer.
Play the slow sports center thing.
Dude, I have been talking
for three hours a day, at least, let me get this right.
Today, two straight weeks. Today will be day 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. 13.
You have a show tomorrow? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. 4.5 hours. Yeah. And then 4 hours. Sunday. And then 3 hours.
And then Monday.
All week.
Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. It's Wednesday. All good. No,
Brian,
listen.
Don't stop, Rich Eisen.
It's all good.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it's all right. I'm ready to go. I stay hydrated. Try not to cramp up.
You stay ready.
So
you ain't got to get ready.
To talk ready.
You know. That's how we keep the lights on, Chris.
That's right.
That's true. We're going to talk to one of these guys in like an hour.
Okay.
Running back duo to go for more rushing yards. Kyren or Bolaque or DeAndre Mnangagwa.
DeAndre and Mnangagwa.
It'll be a really cold game in Chicago.
Oh, man.
Sunday night.
Oh, man.
I think we're going to see a lot
of runs
in this game.
I think, how about this? I think Mnangagwa might lead everybody in rushing.
Oh.
Because he's the bruiser, man.
He is a bruiser.
And I think this is Mnangagwa weather, right?
My young guy sees
Mnangagwa weather.
Mnangagwa weather. Well, how can I look at my guy high stepping on the screen right there? You know what I'm going to say here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Oh, come on.
You know what I'm going to say here.
What team number? 160.
144. Team 144.
Something that no one started using.
I know that exactly. I know people don't know that. I mean, but listen, you know why other people don't refer to their teams as Team 144?
And you didn't do it either until like 2 years ago.
Right, because there was no Team 144 for Michigan until they won it all as Team 144. And you also, not many teams, programs can say we've had 144 different teams. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Probably like Harvard and Yale, probably.
All right, there's a few of them.
Yeah.
There's a few of them.
Well,
so,
you know, Harvard's the Michigan of the East.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind enough to receive a game ball for the win in the Rose Bowl over Alabama, which was the penultimate win for Team 144. You know what it says on site? Win 1,003.
Okay? Wins.
So I'll go with Blake Corum and Kyren Williams because I'm that guy. Although Mnangagwa might lead them all in rushing.
Mnangagwa.
See what I'm seeing? You see what I'm doing? I'm placing markers everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like a don't pass and a yo.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or a don't pass in a hard 10.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
I feel you. I keep it real. I play the field.
You know?
Love a good hard 10.
When the point's like a 6.
Oh, you're talking poker.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
craps.
God bless you for
not
knowing.
Craps, baby. More likely to be the higher total. Matthew Stafford passer rating in the freezing cold or Dodgers wins next year?
No. Oh. Come on, man. Oh, I'll go Dodgers wins next year.
Attaboy.
I mean, what was it be about 106? It's going to be a tough. I mean, passer
triple
rating.
Digits.
You can even win playoff games in the cold like this with a passer rating of 99 or 98.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't turn it over. Throw for, you know.
Great. And plus, I will say that because it'll be something that you won't be able to tell until, you know, next September. Who's going to remember this? You? You, Lieutenant Brockman?
You?
You think you need one more?
Lieutenant Feller?
All right. We'll get one more.
Uh-huh.
One more? Oh my gosh! All right, let's hear from our boy. Play it, roll it. Come on.
My goal in life is to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls.
All right, let's run this bit back because it's too funny.
To be retired in the NFL as the owner that won the most Super Bowls.
It's too funny. We got to do it, guys. Is it more likely Jerry Jones wins the next 4 Super Bowls and retires? TJ. Or P. Diddy swears off baby oil.
Oh,
come on. Wow. And what are we doing here?
You have got to be smoking something over there.
What else you got over there?
Guys, is it more likely Jerry Jones wins the next four Super Bowls and retires, or Leonardo DiCaprio dates someone age appropriate? Last one. Is it more likely Jerry Jones wins the next four Super Bowls and retires, or he himself sings a feature on a song during Bad Bunny's halftime? DJ, any of these?
I will go with Jerry wins the next four Super Bowls.
For all of them?
For that last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although I don't know about that. I think one of the members of the Jones family was talking about Bad Bunny being a good choice for the halftime show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Charlotte. Good stuff, man. I appreciate the bits still coming on strong.
Still kicking it.
Very good. What's More Likely is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. Christian Kirk, everybody of the Houston Texans, when we come back, what a crucial role he played last week and is going to have to play Sunday.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Rich Eisen here. The tax deadline will be here before you know it, and you just want to know your taxes are actually being handled. But the old way? You hand everything off and then silence. Days pass, weeks pass. You start wondering, should I send another follow-up email? It feels like you're chasing updates and getting nowhere. But now, taxes are different because your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax full service expert. With Intuit TurboTax, you can match with your dedicated tax expert and hand off everything right in the app. And while your expert checks for every deduction, you'll see real-time updates on your phone so you always know exactly where things stand. Suddenly, you're not refreshing your inbox. You're going for a run, grabbing a coffee, scrolling anything other than a just checking in message, because your TurboTax expert is handling it and keeping you in the loop. So this tax season, get your best possible outcome and every dollar you deserve without the guesswork. Visit TurboTax.com today to learn more. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Save money and get a better view of the road when you replace your worn-out wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They feature beam blade technology to improve windshield contact for maximum visibility. The professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Choose Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. 8 catches, 144 yards, and a touchdown to put them up for good. Although at the time, it was just 7-6. We didn't know that the roof was going to cave in on the Steelers when the Texans defense took over. But joining us in advance of the divisional round road playoff game, trying to get to the Texans to the AFC Championship game for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, Christian Kirk here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Christian. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
What was that night like for you, Monday night, Christian?
Special, honestly. Big time game, wild card round. It was a big win for us to go on the road, in an environment like that. Obviously, Steelers being the organization that they are. I think this, I forget what the stat was of, how many games they had won in Monday night there in that stadium. So for just us to be able to go on the road, and to be able to have a big impact on, us getting the win was, obviously a great feeling.
Just a fourth career playoff game for you and in this environment in Pittsburgh, quite something, no doubt. If you don't mind straying out of our lane and your lane for the moment, what'd you think of when you heard the next day that Mike Tomlin was stepping down and that this was the last game of his legendary Pittsburgh coaching career, Christian?
Yeah, obviously the end to an amazing career. I have the utmost respect for Coach Tomlin, and I know the rest of the league does. I got a chance to visit with him, you know, when I was coming out for the draft, and, you know, just always admired the way that, you know, he ran the organization, the way he treated his players, and, you know, just the impact that he had on the game. So I guess in a sense, you know, I'm honored to be a part of, you know, his last game coaching there, you know, as the Steelers head coach, and, you know, we'll see what's next for him.
Were you in one of those vaunted meeting rooms at the Combine when you chatted with him? Were you in that one of those, or was it a pro day visit or something like that? What was it, Christian?
Yeah, it was one of those, they call them like top 30 visits. Yes. Where you get to go to the organization and visit. So it was one of those post-combine.
So let's talk about the journey of this team this year, of the Houston Texans, and yours yourself. Obviously, you know, staying healthy has not been on occasion easy. But healthy you are, and you looked as healthy as it possibly can be in this game. Walk me through your journey of this year, you personally, before we get to your team, Christian.
Yeah, personally, I had to weather the storm. It's been difficult, you know, difficult more than others at times. You know, the hamstring early in the year, and just kind of trying to find my role within this offense and this team, and just showing up every day and, you know, trusting the process and just doing what they're asking me to do to the best of my ability. And, you know, we were winning games, and, you know, that's why you play football, and that's why I came here. And so, you know, whether it was one catch or three catches or no catches, I was just, you know, out there doing my job and, you know, trying to have an impact, you know, in whatever way that I could. And, you know, Monday night, you know, the seal kind of broke for me, and I'm just, like I said, glad that, you know, when the opportunity, you know, presented it itself, I was able to show that, you know, I still got a lot to give, and, you know, I'm feeling good, feeling healthy, and just ready to keep making this playoff push.
Yeah, the 144 yards, again, is more yards than you had combined all the way from when you came back from injury to that night. And, you know, you missed, as you pointed out, a few weeks early on in the season. What did click on Monday night? And that's no joke of a defense it clicked against, Christian.
Yeah, like you said, great scheme. Obviously, you know, their front is very challenging. And, you know, even on the back end as well, they did some things that, you know, presented some problems. But I think, you know, we caught them in man coverage, you know, a few times, especially on third down. And, you know, third down's money down, and you got to be able to separate. And CJ did a good job of stepping up in the pocket and, you know, giving us opportunities all night, even some of the you know, more explosive plays. To me, you know, he did a great job maneuvering in the pocket and, you know, really giving me an opportunity to run under some of those. So, yeah, I think it's just, you know, we were able to click, you know, when we needed it the most, and we got some explosives out of it.
Christian Kirk here on the Rich Eisen Show. Walk me through what makes D'Amico Ryan special in your estimation, Christian.
Yeah, special is definitely the word to describe him. I've loved, you know, every moment of just, you know, being around him. And, you know, from a leadership aspect, I think the accountability piece is the thing that jumps out to me. You know, and as a coach, he just does such a good job of, you know, establishing the culture. And, you know, everybody's bought into it, you know, from the janitors to the kitchen staff to the assistant. I mean, everybody has the same mentality. Everybody is here. And that was the one thing that really jumped out to me when I first got here is everybody's here to help get us to our ultimate goal. And that's to win a championship. And they all take on, you know, Coach, you know, Ryan's mentality and his approach. So it's been awesome playing for him.
Yeah, and at 0-3, what was it like? I know right around then, you know, your team was adrift at that point in time. You were only a couple weeks away from going through your injury. It must not have been a fun time, but what was it like for this team then, Christian?
Yeah, I think you know, being a part of it, and I've been a part of teams that have gone through, you know, a slide like that, you know, where you drop a few, especially early in the season. And, you know, obviously it's a little bit of a different situation when you start off 0-3, but everybody knew the type of talent and the type of team that we had in the building. It was just getting us to, you know, execute and start playing, you know, complimentary football. And it was, you know, you look back at the games that we lost, they're all one score games. And it was just like one or two plays here. And obviously in the NFL at this level, that'll get you beat, one or two plays. And it was just eliminating those mistakes. And, you know, we finally were able to, you know, get on the winning side of things and find that recipe. But I think it speaks to the leadership in the locker room. You know, guys didn't blink, guys didn't get down on themselves. The confidence was still there because, like I said, day in and day out, you know, we knew the type of team that we had, and we just had to go out there on Sunday and put it all together.
And then down 19, staring a season sweep in the face at the hands of the team that, you know, you were just playing for in Jacksonville, and then the comeback hits, and you haven't lost since then. What was it like in that moment on the sideline there, Christian Kirk?
Yeah. An incredible game, one that, you know, I definitely won't ever forget. Had been a part of some good comebacks, and that's definitely up there. And, yeah, it's just, I think in that game, it kind of encapsulated our season of just weathering the storm. You know, even when you're down and out and everybody's telling you that you have no chance, you know, you just keep playing the next play. And that's one thing, you know, D'Amico always talks about is just playing the next play. And, you know, extreme ownership to your job and executing at the fullest. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen when you do that. And it's usually good things. And, yeah, just another game that you look back on. And, you know, it makes sense that, you know, we've been able to put some games together and be where we are today.
Christian Kirk, few minutes left with the Houston Texans wide receiver here on the Rich Eisen Show. One last what is it like question for you. What is it like to go against your defense in practice?
Yeah, I look back to training camp, and after the first couple of days, I was looking around like, hey, is it always like this? Are we going to start, you know, scheming some things up? Because, you know, it's kind of hard to move the ball and yeah. Make some plays. yeah, man, they're immensely talented. What you see on Sundays is what we get day in and day out. It obviously makes us better because you're going against the best every single day. And, you know, I could go on and on and on about, you know, each guy and what they mean to that defense and what they mean to our team. But they play as a unit. They play for one another. And, you know, they are the identity of swarm mentality. And it speaks for itself every time they're out there, and I'm glad I'm on their team.
You know, again, Christian, we at NFL Network did Texans Chargers Week 17. We asked everybody on the team that we were able to speak to prior to the game. You were not one of them. The same question, I'll ask it to you as well. The player with the best hands on the team is, who has the best hands on the Houston Texans? Christian Kirk.
I think that I would be wrong if I didn't say myself.
Okay.
Taking myself out of it, I would say Nico. And I think his ability to catch some of those contested, you know, catches over the middle and whatnot, uses size and speed. He definitely got sure hands.
Okay. Does it affect you or offend you that the answer almost unanimously was Derek Stingley Jr., Christian?
Oh, forgot about Sting. Sting's got good hands.
Right?
Sting's got great hands.
Because normally people who play his position play that position because they can't catch, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, there was even conversation that he would have been the best on his college team that included Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase.
Christian. Look, I don't really have a rebuttal to that.
Okay.
I've definitely seen Sting. Obviously, this year he had a one-handed pick against Jacksonville. Some of the catches he has in practice, he's a freak of nature. So, yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay. And then which is the guy on your defense that you, during practice, say, I'm glad I don't have to go against that guy this week? Who's that?
Probably either Will or Daniil. I don't know how you could look at either of those guys and say I would love to go against him on Sunday. That's just a problem that I don't want to have to handle. And yep. Like I said, I'm glad I'm on their team.
Yeah, you don't have to chip them in practice, right? We're not doing that.
Thank goodness.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
We're not doing that. All right. And not to turn you into my information man here, but how is Nico right now for this game?
Yeah, doing good. Obviously, the protocol is the protocol. So. Right. You know, he's taking it day by day, and, you know, we've been checking on him and just wishing that, you know, he has a speedy recovery.
And what's being discussed about the weather? I don't know if you've seen the weather. We could have a snow game on our hands in Foxborough. Christian, you seen that?
No, this is first I've heard of it. Okay. So, yeah, weather's the weather. We just know that when that ball set down and the whistle's blown, we're ready to go.
Okay. All right. So there's, you know, you got the cold weather gear. You got it working. What do you got? What do you think? If it's really cold, how do you prepare for such a thing?
You know, this year has been the first year I've used the little hand warmer cutout in my jersey.
Okay,
that's been something nice that the Texans have provided me. So I've been enjoying that. You know, I got some of those hand warmers in there. So I mean, as long as the hands and the feet are warm, yep. I'm good.
Okay,
I'm good.
I mean, you played in Arizona, you played in Jacksonville, you know what I mean? Like, these are not cold weather environments.
No, you know? Not at all. I'm not going to shy away from the fact that I haven't lived or been anywhere that is remotely cold. So,
I love it.
But I'm able to get through. I'm able to bear it.
Okay, last two for you. You're a quarterback, C.J. Stroud. He doesn't seem to show much emotion even when things are not, you know, sticking to his hands. Like they were on Monday night. What's he been like this week and also in the huddle? Christian, what do you have for me on your quarterback here?
Yeah, I mean, same guy. Like you said, he doesn't waver, doesn't blink. He understands the ebbs and flows of the game, and he wants to be great. So, you know, this week, been super locked in, had a great last 2 days of practice, and you know, when CJ's at his best, you know, we can accomplish anything as an offense. And, you know, just with the way he's been preparing, his communication, you know, that's one thing he's really great at, you know, especially throughout the week, is just communicating with us, not only as receivers, but offensive line, what he likes, what he doesn't like. And I think that's key, you know, from that position. And he does a great job. So, you know, I definitely expect him to go out there on Sunday and be at his best.
Okay. And then on Sunday, you will know, Christian Kirk, if you and your teammates have the right to win a game and host an AFC championship game. We'll already know if the Bills have knocked off the Broncos. And if that happens, your game is for the right to host an AFC championship game, which would obviously be a nice twist in your journey to the Super Bowl, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Do you allow yourself to sit around and think about playing in Super Bowl 60? Do you let your mind wander at all? And if so, what you think about, Christian?
I honestly don't, because I can't. It's hard to imagine something that you can't experience if you don't win the one that's in front of you. So to me, this game is the biggest game, because we got to earn the right to be able to even go play for that. So. I've played in this league long enough that if you start looking, you know, forward and past what's right in front of you, it'll sneak up and bite you. So I'm just, you know, relishing in the opportunity to play in New England in the divisional round to, you know, keep our season alive.
Well, the kid in the backyard, Christian, that you used to be, I'm sure, is like, what gives? You dreamt of it, I'm sure, this moment. And then on top of it, you know, the Super Bowl's in the spot where your coach started his coaching career. It would be quite a moment, I think, for all of that. That's my one swing to make you think about it.
No, for sure. I mean, look, I won't lie that everybody wants to play in a Super Bowl. I want to play in a Super Bowl. I've always dreamt of it. And I realize that we have the opportunity that if we keep winning, we'll be able to play in one. So, yeah, it'd be great. I'm sure a dream come true for all of us, but like I said, we got to go win this one first.
Well, it's a pleasure for me to sit here on your journey here, having been, you know, around peripherally, seeing you in London a couple of years ago when you were with the Jaguars, a couple of years in a row, to see you in this position, seeing you balling out on Monday night, seeing the Texans being able to get into the AFC Championship game for the first time. I appreciate you giving me the time, and I wish you the best of luck.
Of course. Thanks, Rich. Always good to speak to you.
Right back at you. That's Christian Kirk getting set for the Texans to take on the Patriots to kick off Divisional Playoff Sunday right here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, there you go, Chris. There's Christian, Christopher.
Yes, sir.
On different sides of the Sunday contest.
Sure. It's going to be a fun game.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Blake Corum, top of the next hour. I'll still have my top five list. That's coming up. Get you set for Divisional Playoff Weekend coming back.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Your small business can feel like it's a full-time job, so it's important you hire right the first time. LinkedIn Jobs AI Assistant takes the heavy lifting out of it. It filters applicants based on the criteria you set and suggests 25 great fit candidates daily so you can invite them to apply and keep things moving. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. That's linkedin.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. So I referenced it the other day, alluded to it in my open to preview the divisional playoff weekend, the Rams and the Bears. Listen, two guys who can dial it up, two guys who are really intense, two guys who are young and on a heater when it comes to calling plays. And Ben Johnson in his first year as head coach of the Chicago Bears is, in fact, as you know, intense guy. He's also the first coach to have his offense top five in the league and lead his team to the playoffs to go and turn around an offense to go from the pits of the offense to be a playoff team in his first year on the sideline. Last guy to do that was Sean McVay. So those two guys know what it's like to turn an offense around, install one, make a young quarterback drafted first overall feel confident, and off you go like they were with Goff, who they eventually swapped out for their current quarterback, and Caleb Williams in Chicago. And Ben Johnson, as Kyle Brandt was talking about this week, does not care that he's saying F the Packers. Every single Bears fan we talk to says love it. Yeah. He's insane, but he's our insane guy. Good, better, best, whatever it takes to get this team going, Caleb Williams going the way that he's going, does not care that he went ahead and said F the Packers, F Green Bay, that whole business. And Matt LaFleur on the wrong end of a handshake that gets quicker and more of a swim move every time. And we, again, talked about how the Rams aren't in this rivalry, Green Bay versus Chicago, normally, but when it feels personal against Matt LaFleur, who Sean McVay considers a de facto brother and has as his offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur's actual brother, when it comes down to it, will that make a difference? Really only matters about executing in the trenches, things of that nature, but one never knows. And Sean McVay was, in fact, asked about, has he reached out to Matt LaFleur this week before taking on Matt's new nemesis?
Matt LaFleur, obviously, big in Green Bay, and Mike being on your staff,
yeah,
he's played Ben Johnson three times this year.
Yeah. What would you guess? No, you know what? We watch the tape, we do our work, and, you know, Matt is a very close friend of mine.
So, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very much yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very much yes. Yeah.
You know, our old friend from Good Morning Football, not just Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, mentioning on a podcast this week that the Rams have taken notice, particularly, of Ben Johnson's demeanor in relation to Matt LaFleur and are coming to exact a piece on their behalf, obviously.
But why, again, and I said this when you brought it up, mm-hmm, if I'm Jared Verse, why do I care? Like, how's that giving me any extra motivation?
It's not that. It's the coaching staff maybe pushing the pedal to the metal a little bit if they have that opportunity. Just as something to keep in the mind's eye. Like I said, they want to win because they want to go to the Super Bowl. Jared Verse wants to go to the Super Bowl. Jared Verse wants to be great. Whatever. You know. But if there's anybody who wants to do it for Mike on behalf of his brother, who's been disrespected, and thus they, you know, you play whatever disrespect card you want. And I'd have to imagine that Ben Johnson would have to tip his cap to it. Yeah. Well, we have an actual Los Angeles Ram coming up. Yeah. Maybe we'll ask Blake Corum.
He can tell us.
You never know. We could tell Blake Corum, hey, he disrespected Ohio State.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.